You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In 2004, invasive hornets entered France. They established themselves quickly, becoming so widespread that they could not be contained, wreaking havoc on the French beehives. Now, invasive hornets have been found in Tamaki-Mikoro, raising the alarm of a similar fate if they cannot be contained. To understand the situation, I spoke with Commissioner North for Biosecurity, Mike Ingalls, about their efforts to contain these hornets and other invasive species.
With these hornets that have come into the country, what area in particular can they be found?
Yep, so the finds to date since we've set up the response on the 3rd of November have all been in the Glenfield area on the North Shore. And up to this date, we've found 42 queens and also evidence of nesting of 29. The public response, the team on the ground response thus far has been excellent, and we've also got great engagement with local apiarists and the bee industry as well as our horticulture partners.
And what sorts of problems can these invasive hornets cause?
Yeah, we're absolutely intent on eradicating this hornet. New Zealand's not had the yellow-legged hornet. It can cause damage to the bee industry by killing bees, which then affects, obviously, the honey industry. And there's also a secondary impact on pollination, which can affect horticulture or fruit growers, etc. That's why, again, we've got the experience on the ground. We've got a technical advisory group, and we've taken this extremely serious over the last few months, and we'll continue to do so to eradicate it.
And what sorts of specific dangers do these hornets cause for pollinators? They kill them, they eat them, what's going on?
Yeah, they kill the bees, and they go round about the hives. That's why we've got over 575 apiarists on board and supporting us, making sure that we're surveying. We've got traps out to make sure that we've got all the information we have. We're also utilising new technology that can track the worker hornets back to the nest, and obviously we've got international experts as well as our local New Zealand experts on the technical advisory group.
For our listeners, could you give us some information about where they could find information about identifying these hornets and what that might look like?
Absolutely. On the MPI website and also our social media page, Ministry for Primary Industry, there's a lot of, there's fact sheets, there's pictures of the nest, there's pictures of the hornets. We've also put a video together where members of the public can check their gardens and their eaves and underneath wooden structures, etc., that supported it. As I said, up until this date, we've had nearly 9,370 notifications from the public throughout New Zealand, and some of it, so only in this 1 to 2 kilometre area. We're confident that it's come from one single source. We've done genetic testing in that space, and the public response thus far, both in terms of taking pictures, making sure that they contact MPI, and we'll send expert staff out immediately. Our staff are on the ground every day in the Glenfield area, and also for members of the public, if in doubt, there is a hotline number on 0800 80 99 66. And they can phone that number. If they have got a picture, they can then upload the picture, and we'll send our expert staff out.
And just as an introductory, what would you be looking for if you thought maybe this insect that looks a bit like a bee or a bit like a wasp might be a hornet instead?
It's wasp-wise. It's larger than a wasp. It's quite significant larger. You'll realise the size of it. There's, again, a real accurate picture with sizes on the website as well to make sure the colour's right. And the distinctive feature is a sort of black head, but also that the legs have got half yellow and half black. So, again, there's clear pictures on that website. We've put lots of flyers out. We're in the community. We've been in the libraries and sports centres across the piece. And as I said before, I really want to thank the public. We're really, really blessed in New Zealand at how seriously people take biosecurity in this country. And the response thus far, as I said, local community, our local board partners and members of the public has been absolutely fantastic.
And for people who don't know where Glenfield is, this is on the North Shore, yeah?
Yep, it's on the North Shore and sort of the Glenfield-Birkdale area. It's round about that. We have put the zones out, the technical advisory group and our science advice, out to about 11K, but the actual finds at this stage are concentrated in that Glenfield-Birkdale area.
And circling back to how it might have arrived in the country. Do we have many guesses at this moment?
Yeah, our analysis shows that what we feel is looking at the, as I said, with Otago University and our own lab, that we've got our own expert lab and technicians here. It's came from potentially one single inseminated queen. The hornet is established in across Europe and the UK and also in Asia. So our belief at this stage is it's potentially been a hitchhiker on either a container item or a cargo that's came across. That's our belief at this stage, based on, as I said, the scientific, the genomic sequencing that we've done. And again, that allows us to give a high level of confidence that it's been derived from that one single queen, and that's why we're focusing all our resources, all our expertise, our technical experts, as well as the staff on the ground in the Glenfield area.
How often is MPI having to deal with invasive species like this?
Yeah, we do. In terms of regular, that's our job, and we've got a clear, strong, world-class biosecurity system. We've got offshore, obviously, there's clear import health standards for all produce coming in, cargo coming in, particularly at high-risk seasons, brown marmorated stink bug, fruit fly, and then this hornet. So again, we deal with marine pests as well. We've then got a strong border in terms of extra staff at the border over the last 18 months, whether it's at airports, whether it's at ports, whether it's cruise vessels, whether it's a mail, international mail coming through. And then again, we've got 8,000 specialist trapping and surveillance across the whole country. We take this extremely seriously. We've got great track record alongside our public partners and industry partners of eradicating nasty pests and diseases. We've got a fruit fly response on it at the same time, and we're committed to obviously both responses and to eradicate both these pests. So we've got a clear, good track record alongside our public partners, alongside our community, to eradicate these pests that we don't want in New Zealand. We're protecting up to a $60 billion primary industry, and that's why we take it so seriously.
Are you in a position to talk much about the fruit flies?
Yes, I can talk about the fruit flies, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'd love just to hear a little bit of an introduction about what's going on with that issue and how it's being tackled.
Yeah, on the 7th of January, we had a single male Queensland fruit fly found in one of our 8,000 surveillance traps in Mount Roskill. So we immediately kicked up a speedy response. And again, as always, alongside our community partners. And we have two zones in that area at the moment. Zone A, which is a 200-metre zone around about the find, and that's affecting about 262 properties that we've engaged with directly. And then the Zone B is a 1,500-metre zone, which takes in about 8,300 properties. So team have been out on the ground again. We've been doing property surveys, over 200 property surveys. We've been out collecting fruit with the support of the public, over 55 kilograms of fruit. And at this stage, we put additional traps in, as well, in terms of these zones. And up until this stage, there has only been the find of this one single male fruit fly. So that will continue for up to at least an initial period of 4 weeks. So there's a controlled area notice on there. So again, we've had to engage supermarkets and markets across the piece. And that, in Zone A in particular, no whole fruit and vegetables have to be moved from Zone A. And again, I do want to say and shout out that my team and myself, and I've been out there in the Mount Roskill area, the members of the public again have been fantastic in terms of their understanding of what they can do to support us.
It's always lovely to hear about the community really getting on board with these efforts. If people want to help support more or go above and beyond, what sort of things could they do?
Yep, it's making sure in this stage that they're not taking any food waste or any whole fruit and vegetables out of that zone. We've put in Zone A, we've put a biosecurity bin that's getting collected daily to every single property. We've also put multiple bins around the wider zone and asking those members of the community in Zone A and Zone B to support us in making sure that they're not taking whole fruit and vegetables out of Zone B. None of this is impacting. We know there's an inconvenience here, and we understand that, particularly this time of the year, but their support thus far has been excellent. They can still commercially purchase fruit and vegetables, of course, and across the piece, but homegrown produce or waste and garden waste is not moving out of that zone. We're collecting that. We're in there daily and dealing with it. And again, we've dealt with this 14 times in the past over many years, and we've always successfully eradicated it with the collaboration and the support, local boards again, local MPs, our community, our industry partners. And as always, we take this extremely seriously. We've went in hard and early again, and we're in a good space to eradicate.
Finally, I just want to circle back to the hornets and ask, what's the stakes here? How bad are these hornets, and what's the risk if we can't handle them?
We don't want the hornet established in this country. Our UK and Europe partners are dealing with this every season across the piece. That's again why we've put significant resource and multiple traps engaged across the piece. We do not want it affecting the bee and the honey industry, both in terms of their commercial aspects, but also protecting our bees. And then the secondary pollination, horticulture, kiwi fruit, our avocado, our fruit industry and our export and etc. We want to make sure we're on top of that. And that's why, again, there is a public health aspect. You don't want to be stung by a hornet. It is probably more serious. Same medical support that you get through medical centres. That's why I've engaged in that area, in that space. But from an impact on New Zealand, we do not want this hornet in the country. And that's why all our resources, all our support is absolutely on top of making sure that we eradicate this.
All right. Mike Ingalls, thank you very, very much.
That was Commissioner North for Biosecurity, Mike Ingalls, about their efforts to contain invasive hornets and fruit flies. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the bee.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/beecasts.